A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 5:30 in Salt Lake City, 73 degrees.
No delays on your roadways. I'm Heather Kelly.
Wild weather.
We had some of it yesterday. Heavy thunderstorms caused flooding in communities across Utah overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that Mapleton was one of the areas hit hard, but people were able to get out of the way before the storm hit.
Fire Chief Nicholas Glasgow said they had a plan to warn people in neighborhoods downhill from the Ether Hollow burn scar.
We activated our citizen alert system. We also had an Everbridge that went out and then went door to door to make sure that everybody got out.
Pre-positioned sandbags kept a debris flow from the hillside out of homes. Evacuees got to go home around 11:30. There was significant flooding in Richfield yesterday, and the town of Enterprise got hit for the second time this week. Utah's governor had to make a quick trip to Cedar City to pick up his son, who was returning from his mission. His flight was diverted because of the storms. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
The storms put an early end to the Salt Lake Bees game last night. They'll get to pick up where they left off this afternoon. At the time the game was paused, Las Vegas was leading 2-0 at the top or in the top of the second inning. In Spanish Fork, the rodeo there also had to pause last night as heavy rain left large puddles in the arena. When will we get the next round of storms? Let's get a check of weather now with KSL's Kristen Van Dyke.
Storm chances start to head back towards central and southern Utah today, with mainly a chance for storms in the mountains, only a slight chance for valley storms this afternoon and evening. And we'll continue to dry things out as we head into the weekend. And that means our temperatures going back up again, highs at 99 today, and we'll have temperatures in the triple digits for the next 3 days in a row.
10% chance of rain today through Sunday, then a 30% chance of rain at the start of next week. The storms may be gone, and the big Pioneer Day parade is about to begin. It'll start at 9 this morning. We find KSL News Radio's Murray Richards along the parade route this hour, where people spend an eventful night, I guess is the best way to put it, Murray.
Yeah, that's for sure, Tim. Some people got soaked last night camping out for the parade. It's a tradition, and they wanted to, of course, set up again after the year of being off. Except Dana Burnett and her group did not get wet at all. They slept in their own beds. I found them sitting in chairs close to South Temple. They did not stay out all night.
You slept in your bed and rolled up and got a great spot. How do you get all the luck?
We usually get here about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we usually get right where we want to be, so without having to come and spend the night.
Okay, so you might want to be friends with her next year to find your great spot. The road closures, though, this is important to know. They start just before 6 a.m., and I spotted many of the floats waiting over on West Temple, ready to come over to the start of the parade on South Temple. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All right, Mary, there's going to be some major road closures in downtown Salt Lake because of the parade and the marathon that's about to get underway. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins us live with the KSL Traffic Center with more. Heather?
Well, the first place you're going to see the traffic impacted is coming out of Immigration Canyon on Sunnyside Avenue, and then the runners will turn north onto Foothill Drive all the way over to 1300 East, and you're going to see a right lane blocked in that area. So as we get more cars on the roadways, you may see traffic stacking up, but also you're not going to be able to cross over some of those intersections as the runners go by. So you may be stuck there for minutes at a time. And then again, as the roads start closing up after 6 o'clock right in downtown Salt Lake City, you may be diverted in many areas. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
UTA says they're increasing tracks and front runner services to help people get to the Days of 47 parade this morning. The front runner operating every 60 minutes. Tracks will operate every 30 with additional morning trips. If you want to see the schedule, just go to rideuta.com. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony is now underway.
Increased during the opening ceremony. In Tokyo, that won't happen. Unlike the last time the city hosted the Summer Olympics in 1964, Only 5,000 or 6,000 socially distant athletes are expected, with about 1,000 spectators in Olympic Stadium, including global leaders like First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, leading the U.S. diplomatic delegation.
ABC's Kenneth Moten says a majority of the Japanese people are still very concerned that hosting the Games could lead to an even bigger COVID outbreak in their country. A few hours before the start of opening ceremonies, First Lady Jill Biden gave Team USA a little pep talk.
You've given up so much to be here. You've sacrificed time with friends and pushed yourself harder than you thought you could.
The First Lady says becoming an Olympian is rare during a normal time, but today's athletes deserve extra praise for achieving their goals during a pandemic. I was just thinking how weird it must be. Remember what it looked like in downtown Salt Lake City during the 2002 games with flags on all the light posts. You'd feel like you'd gone through a time warp if everything was Tokyo 2020. Here we are in the summer of 2021. That in and of itself would be a little strange. Coming.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.